Abraham Lincoln's face is on Mount Rushmore because of the leadership he showed during the American Civil War. However, in the middle of that war, he changed vice presidents, and that decision is regarded as one of his worst calls. The story of what resulted is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
History regards Abraham Lincoln as a leader that helped shepherd the nation through the Civil War. However, looking back, his 1864 running mate is a decision for which he would want a second chance.
Andrew Johnson, I would argue, is probably Lincoln's biggest mistake.
Jeremy Neely is an assistant professor of history at Missouri State University.
He's only in the vice presidency for a matter of months and then becomes another of these accidental presidents, of men who were on a ticket, but people had not seriously thought that they would ever ascend to the highest office.
Johnson faced a daunting task, the job of putting the nation back together. Neely says, in retrospect, Johnson made some decisions that did not help his cause.
He issues a blanket amnesty towards former Confederates. But what Johnson will do, in addition to this blanket amnesty, is he will limit it to exclude those who were the wealthiest white Southerners. And so what they will have to do is to come and seek his personal pardon.
In fact, Johnson spent many days receiving the wealthiest citizens of the South begging the personal pardon of the president.
Andrew Johnson finds in this moment tremendous satisfaction because as a young man growing up in Tennessee, he had been dirt poor and had long resented what he thought was the elitism and the condescension of the wealthiest slaveholding men in Tennessee and elsewhere in the South.
And Johnson allowed the Southern states to institute laws as if the Civil War had never occurred.
In the Southern states, you will have state leaders beginning to pass laws known as black codes that attempt to reinstate African Americans into slavery, forcing them to sign labor contracts, forcing their children into apprenticeship.
The nation was not healing, but rather dividing once again. Prospects of another civil war were very real, and Johnson's own presidency was very much in question. We continue next time as we travel the countryside. In Springfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.